Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're digging into Booking Holdings' second quarter 2026 results.
Before we get into it, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good to have that on record. So, Alex, headline here. Booking beat guidance across the board again.
Yeah, and in a genuinely messy environment, too. Room nights grew 5%, gross bookings up 9%, or 8% constant currency, revenue up 8%, and adjusted EBITDA hit about $2.6 billion, up 9%. All of that came in above the high end of their own guidance.
The EPS number is the one that jumps out to me. $2.54, up 15% year over year. That's growing faster than EBITDA, and a big chunk of that is financial engineering, a 6% reduction in share count from buybacks.
Right, and they weren't shy about it. $3.7 billion in repurchases this quarter alone, $7.4 billion for the first half at an average price around $173 a share. Plus, they returned $4.1 billion total to shareholders, a record quarter for capital returns.
Now here's the context that matters. This wasn't a clean quarter. CFO Jutta Steenbergen was pretty direct about the Middle East conflict weighing on long-haul international travel, airline capacity, and flight prices. That hit international room nights, which only grew slightly, versus domestic room nights growing high single digits.
And flights specifically decelerated to just 4% growth. Rental cars were soft too. But management framed that as almost entirely exogenous. Steenbergen actually said their flights business is outperforming the broader airline industry, which was hurt worse by the same dynamics.
Let's talk regions for a second, because there's a real divergence. Europe grew.
He called it out multiple times, said the U.S. has been a multi-year investment priority, and they're doing something right. Direct channel growth in the U.S. continues too, which matters because it's cheaper customer acquisition.
Speaking of which, can we talk about the SEO comment? That was one of the more candid moments on the call. An analyst pushed on whether AI overviews in Google search are pressuring organic traffic, and Fogel basically confirmed it, said the AI overview changes at Google definitely put some pressure on SEO.
But he was quick to add SEO was always a small slice of the business, and their direct booking mix held steady in the mid-60% range. Their read is that people who used to arrive via SEO are just finding them another way. The absolute direct number kept growing.
The AI thread ran through basically the entire Q&A. Multiple analysts asked variations of, is AI actually moving the needle yet? And the honest answer from management was, not really. Not yet, at least not visibly.
Steenbergen gave a specific number here that I think listeners should note. Traffic coming from large language models, both paid and organic, is still significantly below 1% of room nights, and it hasn't moved much in recent quarters.
So despite all the AI-powered discovery rollouts, Booking.com's new inspiration search, Priceline's Penny Assistant, Agoda's Gallery View, the actual booking impact is still tiny. Management's line was essentially, we're positioned well for whenever this shifts, but it hasn't shifted yet.
Where AI is showing up concretely is internally. Customer service cost per booking is falling at a double-digit rate because of voice AI and automation, and they're seeing real efficiency gains in software development. Steenbergen mentioned they're tracking AI cost per merge request, and it's trending down, which is a nice concrete metric versus a lot of the vague AI talk we hear from other companies.
One more number worth flagging, the transformation program. They raised expected annual run rate savings from $550 million to $650 million, with the incremental $100 million coming mostly from procurement. That's real cash they can redeploy into product and marketing.
And Connected Trip, their strategy of getting customers to book multiple travel verticals in one transaction, grew low double digits, more than twice the rate of overall transaction growth. Merchant bookings, the payments platform underlying that whole strategy, hit 73% of total gross bookings, up 4 points year over year.
Now let's get to guidance, because this is where investors should pay attention. For third quarter, they're guiding room nights up 3-5%, and gross bookings, revenue, and EBITDA each up 4-6%. For the full year, gross bookings, revenue, and EBITDA all expected up high single digits, EPS up low to mid-teens.
Steenbergen did note the gross bookings outlook came down slightly from prior guidance, specifically because of lower flight ticket growth, not accommodations, which remains largely unchanged.
So what does this all mean for investors going forward? The core accommodation business, which is where the real profit engine sits, looks resilient. Domestic and intra-regional travel absorbed the Middle East shock reasonably well, and management expects the airline capacity situation to gradually normalize.
The bigger unresolved question for the stock is really about the AI transition. Will LLM-driven discovery eventually disintermediate bookings' direct relationship with travelers, or will trusted brands keep winning at the actual moment of booking, like Fogel argued? Right now, the data says it's basically a non-factor either way, but that's exactly the kind of thing that can change quickly.
Before we wrap, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Bottom line, a beat and raise-ish quarter navigating real geopolitical headwinds, aggressive capital returns, and a company still in the early innings of figuring out what AI actually means for its business model.
We'll be watching the third quarter numbers to see if that AI traffic percentage starts moving. Until next time, this has been Beta Finch.
Thanks for listening. See you next quarter.